Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. You may be familiar with the Clayton lifestyle boutique, Lusso. The owners also have a design house that creates fashion for female sports fans through partnerships with the MLS, MLB, and dozens of major league teams. This St. Louis-based, women-owned business is bracing for what may happen to their brand because of Trump administration tariffs. I sat down with sisters Drea Ranick, Chief Creative Officer, and Melissa Nieberly, CEO of Lusso.
The design house has been definitely more impacted by what's happening right now, but we are also starting to see that on the wholesale side at our retail shop.
Let's start with the retail side then. When we're looking at the tariffs that you are facing, what are the challenges right now that you already see coming up?
I think there's a couple things happening. One, we're just getting notices from our vendors. We've had our retail shop for 25 years, so we have really long-standing relationships and partnerships, and we work really closely with our the people that we buy from, and they're just being really honest with us. Our prices are going up. So we are, things that we've carried in our shop for literally 20 years, we're seeing 10 to probably 20% increase being passed to us. So then it has to go through the process of then how does that translate to how we sell it? So I think we're seeing that coming and we're trying to manage that aspect for our customers. But I think we're also seeing our customers just kind of watching is the best way to describe it. I think there's so much volatility right now. I don't really think that anybody really knows how to respond. But I would definitely say we're starting to see people be more careful. They're starting to pay attention. They're they're looking at things a little bit more closely in terms of how they're going to spend their money. And there's definitely a lot of chatter about it.
I imagine it makes it really hard to plan and to forecast what's going to be happening. How far out typically would you be able to plan for purchasing?
So at our retail store, we typically are buying anywhere from 6 months to a year in advance. I think that there is certain product that you can buy on quick turn. Different manufacturers, different vendors, different sources sort of have, some of them are what's called cut to order, which means if we buy something apparel-wise That designer's only making what gets ordered. They're not ordering extra stock and keeping stock on things. More on the gift side of our business, those manufacturers tend to be more in a stock forward situation. Mm-hmm. So I think that anyone who's in a stock forward situation is a little bit better off right now because they can hold off that tariff pricing, sell the stock that they have now in a normal price range, and then are going to have to worry about that when the next set of stock comes in.
Yeah, so in retail, they're letting us know, you know, what you have right now on the floor and anything that you buy from us for a certain amount of time, however long that stock is, you know, in their warehouses, they're holding price. But they're definitely right along with that conversation is, but just so you know, they're already delivering the increase that they're anticipating. And anticipating is a funny word right now because you really just it's hard to anticipate. And the thing I think that a lot of people don't understand is these are immediate. So even though I can plan something, so like one of our vendors that sells to us at the store has ordered a lot of product, right? And they have sold it to us already. We've given them a purchase order, told them 6 months in advance, we're going to order all this stuff for the holiday from you, right? But they're manufacturing that, you know, with all the same understandings that we've all entered into this purchasing situation together on. But when this happens and you get these tariff increases like this that are so immense and in such a short period of time, that is shocking to the system is the best way to describe it because there's nothing they can do about that. If that product is already on the water, it's too bad. Like we can all think that we bought that item for $10, but by the time it gets here and it pulls into the port, that's when the 145 goes into effect. So the impact is dramatic is not even the right word. It's you literally can't figure it out. Like what you're seeing right now is a lot of people just saying, we're not doing anything because this is obviously 145% is nothing anybody can choke down. So you can't have a conversation, but you do have, you have containers that have left the port and people are knowing that that is coming in and what they thought they bought for $10 is, you know, 6 months ago or something like that, and that they've moved into production on and it got, you know, completed and it's on the water is now pulling into a port 145% higher.
For your retail operations, where do you typically source from? What countries?
I would say it's varied. We have a lot of Canadian vendors. We have Italian and European vendors. Mm-hmm. We do have vendors that their product is made in China or India or Vietnam.
But a lot, it's interesting. I mean, the retail shop is less so the Chinese piece of it. The manufacturing for us in China is probably about 50% of what we do in our design house. So it will definitely affect us more in the design house. But I think just overall people being very concerned about not really being able to figure out the math is kind of making it that it doesn't matter where it's coming from. Everybody's reacting to it and trying to anticipate, you know, how to price for what's happening.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So on the retail side, I can imagine that part of the attraction of what you do is trying to always look for the newest, the freshest things to bring in to people. How much more challenging does this make that?
I think that, you know, there's a couple of things that are challenging. Even like if you say if we're buying something from a Canadian vendor, they might still be having something made overseas. Likely they are having things made in China. So they're paying a duty, whatever the Chinese government's duty and tariff is for something coming from China. And then they're shipping it to the U.S., so we're paying a duty. So that's really like a double duty already. And then if you add the additional tariffs onto that, that is also doubled, right? So that can be a bit challenging. And then as far as sourcing from new vendors, we're the kind of boutique that we have, we're always looking for new vendors. We're doing that online. We go to shows in New York and LA and Texas and Atlanta. We're always searching for new vendors. We find new vendors from our other vendors that are like, hey, my friend's also doing this, or are you familiar with this? We go and comp shop all over the world, really, and find different vendors that way too. So for us, trying to find a fresh vendor, that's something that we're constantly on the search for anyway. So I don't think that it affects that so much. I think that the hard thing is watching all of these small business mm-hmm. vendors, which are really the new vendors, right? There's never a new large vendor. A new vendor is always a small vendor. So I think what's hard for us is watching these small vendors suffering and not being able to get in a stock forward position, even if they want to be. And lots of businesses don't want to be in a stock forward position because
it's inventory.
You don't necessarily want to carry inventory, especially in high trend, fast moving fashion industries. You don't want to be keeping stock on stuff. It gets stale too quick. I think they'll be hurt the most.
That is Drea Ranick and Melissa Nieberly of Luso. More tomorrow when they talk about the impact of tariffs on production of their female fan fashions.